Thank you for the floor, Chair. I'm speaking from the group of IPEN, and we've been part of the SICOM process since it began with the mandate from the World Summit on Sustainable Development for the 2020 goal. It's quite an interesting process. We also appreciate the intervention before about the global partnership. We've seen these global partnerships, as mentioned earlier, as a prerequisite before a legally binding treaty in a way to localize and nationalize global problems. So while Mercury had the global partnership on Mercury for many years, it wasn't until the treaty was enacted before it became active with financial resources and broader commitments from governments, which now was adopted and ratified by 2017. Looking at the SICOM process, the timing is quite interesting because by 2020, you will actually have to have a new mandate about what that would be. And the biggest challenge that we've seen in the process has been financing and political will. And so on that, I would just highlight whatever mechanism we're looking at for coordination amongst other partners, there has to be some look of finances. And then I would also mention the integrated approach, which does talk about cost recovery mechanisms and those who are part of the life cycle, the production, the private sector. There's a look at that, but there's nothing concrete about how to sustainably finance the SICOM process beyond 2020. And I think when you look at this situation and this problem, you would have to look at long-term sustainable finances. And the problem we have there is that there's not enough funding among donor governments to take public funds to support the continued management and localization and nationalization of global problems and policies. So I just wanted to share that as a comment as we think about what are the next options going forward from this meeting. Thank you.